On the first Friday of every month, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics releases what's known as the Jobs Report. It's closely watched by economists, business leaders, investors, and politicians because the report gives a sense of how the U.S. economy is doing. For the month of October, whose jobs information came out last Friday, the government says the U.S. economy added 250,000 jobs, better than what analysts and economists expected. Most of the new jobs were in the fields of healthcare, manufacturing, construction, as well as transportation and warehousing. The unemployment rate is a percentage of the U.S. workforce that doesn't have a job. The report says it stayed the same in October as it did in September at 3.7%. That's the lowest it's been in 49 years, which is good news for workers and the economy. The report also found that average wages increased. That's significant because while the number of jobs has been growing for years now, wages have been a sticking point because they haven't kept pace. In October, though, the Labor Department says wages grew by 3.1%. That's their fastest pace in 9 years. With the U.S. midterm election set for Tuesday, President Donald Trump, a Republican, called the jobs report incredible and said Americans should keep it going by voting for Republicans. Senator Chuck Schumer, a Democrat, said the numbers will mean little when average Americans see their health care costs go up because of Republican actions, so he wants people to vote for Democrats. Regardless of where folks stand politically, one interesting side effect of strong jobs growth is the challenge it creates for companies to get people to work for them. Consider what retailers are doing to attract seasonal or temporary workers with Christmas less than 2 months away.